Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 114, stanzas 1, 3, 5, and 10. As thirst the heart for water brooks, so thirsts my soul, O God, for thee. It seeks for God, and ever looks, and longs the living God to see, and longs the living God to see. 1, 3, 5, and 10 of Psalter 114.
verse to read out of God's holy and precious word out of the book of Luke. But before that, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Luke 5, beginning with the verse 18. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with the palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often, and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast, while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spake also a parable unto them, No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles, and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he saith, The old is better.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord, God of heaven and of earth, we have just heard of thy power. Thou canst with one word heal our bodies and heal our souls. Thou canst make the lame to walk. Thou canst forgive all our sins. and to cast them into that sea of everlasting forgetfulness. Oh, give us only a need in our hearts, that we also may desire so to cry to Thee. For we come together in Thy house, and Thou knowest how many they have never prayed in their life. Oh, Thou knowest that we are in by nature dead, in sins and in trespasses, so that it is all form and it is all custom, so that it is but a historical, a temporary faith. It may be with feelings that come and go, but never a truth born in the heart. O Lord, then we ask in the first place for such that may be among us, that Thou would grant that new life, that there may be known that true hungering and thirsting after the true and the living God. That the blessedness of Thy service and may be known to both young and old, by the beginnings here in this life, that we may not remain in the state of our death all our life long, so to be born and so to die, under the reading, under the preaching, under the administration of Thy holy word, then it shall be for us an unbearable eternity, in our conscience to know and in our minds to remember that it was laid before us our whole life long, the salvation that Thou hast wrought in Thy only begotten Son, and that we were called each and every one to forsake our ways and to draw nigh unto Thy footstool. But that we have said all our life long, that we will not have this man to reign over us. O Lord, that Thou wouldst prevent it in the heart of each and every one of us, that Thou would grant unto us the awakening from the dead, because Thou art able to make the dry bones to live and to bring the flesh together. O that Thy word may be quick and powerful, and that it may be sharper than a two-edged sword in this hour, by the power of Thy most Holy Spirit. And wilt Thou remember us if that we deceive ourselves upon our journey to that great and never-ending eternity, thinking to have what we have not, and coming before that great gate, that great door, that is closed and will not be opened unto us. O Lord, Thou knowest that in our hearts, that there is nothing good, that there is nothing right. They are deceitful above all things. They are desperately wicked. And if we now deceive ourselves upon our journey to meet Thee, then we beseech Thee, that Thou wouldst uncover us in this hour, and that Thou would show us the truth and give us the knowledge of the truth, that we may learn in our life what truth is over against the lie, and that the hypocrisy may be uncovered and discovered, and that we may cry out, "Woe is me." O Lord, that Thou may instruct us, because we are not ready to confess our iniquity. We are not ready to confess our guilt. That Thou may become too strong for us. And wilt Thou give us the cry of Thy true people, that those who wait for Thy salvation, my soul waiteth for Jehovah, more than they that watch for the morning. Lord, Thou knowest also them, where that they are that do ask of Thee. Show me a token for good. Those that upon their bed do seek their beloved, but they cannot find him. Lord, that they have no power to see him, except that he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills, except that he does show himself through the lattice, And when he hides himself behind our wall, O Lord, we beseech thee, that thou may come and reveal and show thyself for the first time or by renewal in the midst of us. Could it be even in this very hour that thy children may eat and be satisfied, that there may be food in thy house? We cannot give this. Thy disciples couldn't give it, but thou didst give it. O Lord, thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. O do it for thy name's sake. Remember us all together, both young and old. And when we are young, we think our life is before us, but we know not the reality. And because thou sayest that it is but an handbreadth, it is but a vapor, it comes and it disappears, and that is the truth. Remember those who have grown old under thy word, those who have come to realize that truth by experience, those who do feel that they have a foot already in the grave. O Lord, that thou may remember them, and that thou may give them in the time of old age, that it could become the best time in their life. O when thou wouldst appear, then it would be for them better than the days of their youth. Then would thou wouldst restore unto them those days. Oh, that then thou wouldst make them desirous also of departing from this life. Then they may be ever the closer to that time when they may put off the burden, when they may be released from all the turmoil, and that they may receive the victory. Oh, that thou may give thy children longings and desires after thee, that their heart may be in heaven as where their treasure is, and that thou wouldst give more and more a weaning from all that is here below, which is all passing away and which has no true value. Do instruct each and every one of us in these matters. And wilt thou remember in all the needs and the cares of this life, which are so very many, that thou may give in all of the cares a place by thee, as we have heard it in this morning hour. That we may be given to lay our needs before thee in truth, and that thou wouldst care for us, that we may not be anxious over the future, but that we may be given to lay it in thy hands, and that all of our life may be for thee. Oh, that our heart may truly say, in everything thy will be done, and that we may so rest easy in thee. O Lord, wilt thou show unto us that who that thou art, and could it please thee to say unto our soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, that we might know that thou art our God, and that we are thy children. For in this alone is there comfort in this life. Between the cradle and the grave, then everything is well, because all is in thy hands, in the hands of the King of the Church, who is over all things in the way of thy providence, and who directs everything for the good of thy own people. O Lord, it is thy love, it is thy Hephzibah, it is thy own people. O Lord, wilt thou remember them? O look on them and feed them with food from above. Wilt thou look upon all those that rule and govern us? Oh, that thou may give us a cry also for them. Lord, they have a place which is given to them by thee. It is a high place in this world. And thou knowest what is necessary to govern, because thou art the governor. Oh, that thou may give it to them. Oh, give them that tender fear of thee. But that would be such a wonder for us to behold when we may see our governors bowing their knees before the Most High God, when they may realize that they have obligations, that they have a creator, and they have a judge. Remember our judges, also those who must make the decision concerning the schools, oh, that thou may remember them in the time that is before them, and wilt thou give that they may make a decision which is according to thy holy word of truth. O Lord, deal not with us as we so justly deserve. Remember fathers and mothers. Give what is necessary in all their responsibilities. Give strength for the day. Give the tender fear of thy name to reign in our households, that it may be evident also in our life, in our lifestyles, and in the secret chambers. Remember our school, all those that teach therein, and all those that labor for it. Lord, help, and wilt thou bless it for the sake of our dear children. Instruct all those that must instruct others, and raise up more that may have a desire to give themselves to that most worthy cause. Remember all thy servants. Increase also their numbers and the students. Help them each and every day. Be with us this hour. O Lord, give us strength, give us ability. Wilt thou give thy spirit in the midst of us in this hour, that it may be in a feeling and in a believing way, that thou art in the midst of us, and that we may feel that thou doest as thou hast promised, that if thou wilt take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth, or that eternity may reveal it in the fruits for thy name's honor and for the salvation of each and every one. Leave not one behind, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 159:1-4. O God, regard my humble plea. I cannot be so far from thee, but thou wilt hear my cry. When I by trouble am distressed, then lead me on the rock to rest, that higher is than I. The last collection today is for the Fort MacLeod Building Fund. Psalter 159, all the stanzas. congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon hour can be found in that portion of God's Word which was read to us, Luke chapter 5, and thereof the verses 33 through 35. Luke 5, verses 33 through 35. And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast, while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. So far are the words of our text. Feasting and fasting. In two easy thoughts, boys and girls. First, the days of feasting. And second, the days of fasting. Feasting and fasting. And they said unto him, we read. Who is that? If we read it in Matthew, we read that he says it was the disciples of John. If we read it in Mark, he says it is the disciples of John and the Pharisees. And here in Luke, it says they. Apparently, it is both the disciples of John along with the Pharisees. They come together with their questions to the Lord Jesus. What do those people have in common? The disciples of John and the Pharisees. Really nothing. But the devil, he would like always to make a division in the true church of God. So the Pharisees, they apparently, they try to seek some common ground with the disciples of John. And what do they find it? They do not find it in the truth. No, they do find some common ground. We read here, in outward things. And so they try to bring themselves together as if that they are one. Beware of hypocrites. Because they were not only in those days, they are also in our days. And we see that God's people, the disciples of John, they were also caught in this snare of those who would try to make use of this supposed common ground in order to bring an accusation and a division among those who belonged together, who were united together in heart and in the truth. Why did the disciples of John fast off and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? So John has instructed his disciples in fasting and prayers. Why was that? Well, that was the beginning of the church. Children, just like when you are young, then your mother and your father, then they teach you to pray. They teach you a prayer and they give you a stated hour when you must do that. And we hope that that will also work something in your heart. We hope, young people, that there will be times that you have to go on your knees. And that it is not only in the morning when you get up and in the evening when you go to bed, but that the Lord may work a need in your heart, that by times that you have to bow your knees before the true and the living God. But now when the children are small, and then we teach them by way of stated times. And that was now the same with John the Baptist. It was a young church, as it were, the beginning of that new dispensation. And John, he will instruct that church in those fastings and prayers. But the Pharisees, the Lord Jesus said something different of them, because he said that they, for pretense, make long prayers. Thus, there was a great difference between the motive of John the Baptist and the motives of the Pharisees and scribes. Even though, in an outward way, things were the same. The Lord Jesus spares his disciples this burden for the time. He compares his disciples to the friends of the bridegroom. Thus, at a wedding, he compares his disciples to the guests that come unto the wedding. Children, you can understand this. So, you have also maybe been to a wedding. If you would go now to a wedding, and you would say, well, I do not want anything to eat because I am fasting today. How would that be now for that bride and the bridegroom? When they have made everything ready and they have made a great feast for everyone to enjoy, that everyone may rejoice in this day, that they are so glad. And then there are those that say, well, I want nothing of all that feast to eat because today I am fasting. He says, no, you cannot make such people fast. Because they are the friends of the bridegroom. They will not hurt the bridegroom in such a way. And they want to rejoice with that bridegroom. And thus, while that bridegroom is with them, and then they are glad for him. And then they are partaking of all that feast that that bridegroom has made. Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast? You cannot. But that wedding doesn't last forever. That wedding comes at a time also to an end. And then indeed there will come times when that bridegroom is away, and that will be appropriate again for that people, that they are fasting. What does Christ refer to here? Christ, he has come to the world in order to receive his church, in order to pay their price, in order to take his bride. After 4,000 years, then he has finally come. And now, for 3 years, he is going to lead his church in this world. What a time that was. What a blessed time that was for those disciples. Why? Because the bridegroom was there. And with that bridegroom, they may eat and they may drink. And with that bridegroom, they may feast. There is nothing more blessed than to sit at his feet and to have communion with him. Do you believe that? Do you know that? What that is, ask Mary. Martha thought to serve. That came out of the goodness of her heart. Martha thought to serve him with all her heart, with all her strength. But Mary, the Lord Jesus says she has chosen that good part. That good part shall never be taken away from her. Or a place where she could just sit and listen when he would speak. Do you know what that place is? When he speaks, that was for the disciples the most blessed thing. And it was for them also the most blessed time in their life. Because, well, they were so near to him. And every question that they had, well, that they brought that to him. Oh, that was a time, and there is a time in the life of the church, when every time they ask him a question, that people, they live so near to him, that every time they receive an answer, and when there is an enemy, and that enemy comes to put them into a trap, and they run to him again, And the Lord, He is opening that word, and that people, they have a blessed life. They have a blessed life, even though they do not even understand everything about that relation. The disciples, they thought it was going to continue that way. They thought step by step, it's going to go up. And He is going to become more and more popular. More and more people will believe in Him. And we are going to rise. We are going to ask if we may sit on the right and on the left of Him on His king, in His kingdom. And He will come to His throne. And the Romans, well, and they will be driven away. And so they thought, the disciples, the people of the Lord, in the goodness of those times, those first times, those beginning times, they thought of the future, and they looked at the future with a desire, with a hope. And now what did the Lord Jesus say? He says, no. He says there is going to come a time when that bridegroom shall be taken away from them. He can say that. But the disciples, they didn't understand it. Later on, they understood it. But He is now going to go away. He is going to go in a way that they cannot follow. It is not going to increase with Him. It is going to decrease with Him. And they don't want to follow Him. If it has to decrease, they don't want to go down. They want to go up, and they will fight that to the end. And He is going to go down so deep that they cannot follow Him. And in the end, they are even going to be offended to say, if that is now the way you're going to go, we are going to save our life. That is the nature of a man. Even though the desire of the heart, there may be love for Him and a desire for Him, but that nature, it cannot die. It cannot follow Him in the way that He will go. Do they love Him? They do. Peter denied Him, and they all forsook Him and fled, and yet they loved Him. Do you love Him? You say, how can I love Him if I have such a heart and every day I deny Him and every day I forsake Him and every day I flee from Him? And yet in the bottom of their heart, they still loved Him. And when He was away, then they fasted. Then they wept. Then they mourned because they loved Him. And that bridegroom, He was away from them. And thus the Lord Jesus, He speaks here about how He leads His people. He speaks here about how that He leads His own disciples, not just physically, no, but He speaks about how He leads them in their soul. And then He is not any different today than He was then. And the leadings wherewith He led His disciples, they were the same leadings wherewith He leads His people also today. And so that is still applicable, that same word, children, that can be said also today. Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? Oh, what a blessed truth that this is. That is now the experience of the true church. Because the Lord Jesus, He compares here this wedding feast to the time that the Lord, He is coming over for His people. That the Lord, He is revealing Himself unto His people. That He is showing Himself and that His congregation a time of feasting for the true people of the Lord. Oh, do you know something of a day of such feasting at the revelation of the Lord? There can be no feasting if there is no hunger and thirst. there is something that goes before this feasting that is natural, that is in the first place, because you can go to a wedding, children, and if you have no hunger, what will you do there at that wedding? And all that food, you can say that is delicious, delicious food that looks so good. And if you are full, well, you cannot eat anything. And therefore, how does the Lord, He make that food? How does He make that people also relish that food? Well, then He has to make place for it. He has to empty that people in order that He may fill them. And so we have heard of that before Advent. We have heard of before Christmas. We have heard of the Advent people. And how that people, they are emptied. And how that people, they are waiting, made to wait for Him. And indeed, they are already days of fasting, as we read here. Why? Well, because, well, at that time, that people, they do not even know the bridegroom. No, the Lord, He instructs them what sin is, what the evil of sin is, and He makes them to mourn and to fast over that sin. And He says, turn thee yet again, and you shall find more abominations. Then there is a sorrow born in their heart. Do you ever have sorrow in your heart, children, young people? How do you go over this world? How do you go over this world? Is it all in the enjoyment of this world? Or do you ever feel, in the first place, emptiness? I think most people in this world, I think everyone in this world, feels something of emptiness. That is common. Do you ever feel something of guilt? That is also common. Because everyone in this world has guilt. Do you ever feel something in your heart of love? Love for the Lord. Do you ever feel something in your heart of sorrow? A sorrow after God. You say, if only that I could return again. If only my life could be different. If only my heart could be different. That you begin to long. That you begin to hunger. That you begin to thirst after the true and the living God. This is not common. This is the work of the Spirit of the Lord in the life of His children. It is true that there is a work that comes close to it because there was a pliable. He went out with Christian. There is a temporary faith. And that is why we have to say we let it winter over once. And yet, there is now where the beginning of the work of the Lord is. That is now to empty that soul. That is to draw that soul after the true and after the living God. And then, no, then you cannot always eat. I mean your daily bread. What did David say? He says, my heart is smitten and it is withered like grass. So I forget to eat my daily bread. Did you ever forget to eat your daily bread? Yeah. Because I was busy here and there. Because I was busy playing, maybe, children. Busy doing what you like to do in this world, young people. But did you ever forget to eat your daily bread? Because your heart that was going out after the Lord, and you were so overcome with all the things of the Lord, that everything in this world became secondary, even your food, that you forgot to eat your daily bread. All the Lord shows to us in His Word what it is becoming in the heart and in the life of His own children. Is that all sorrow then in the life of that people? Oh, I dare say not. We read of Naomi that she was there in that land of Moab. And there in that land of Moab, she heard that the Lord had visited his people with bread, wandered away with her husband, didn't belong in Moab. But the Lord will bring her back from Moab. And she had heard that the Lord had visited his people with bread. And she rose up to return unto that land of Moab. And who went with her? Say, Ruth went with her. Yeah, who was Ruth? Oh, Ruth, she was a woman of a sorrowful spirit. And why? Because she lost her husband. Yes. Because she lost her husband. Think she missed her husband? I think so. But we don't read it in the Word of God. But we do read of another missing. That was in the life of Ruth. That was became in her life more than the missing of her husband. Do you know such a missing? And in the midst of that missing, we read of something. We read of hope. Hope. Because the Lord is not a land of outer darkness to his people. And in the midst of all the wretchedness and of all the sin and of all the missing, all the desires, then the Lord is planting a hope. And it is now that hope that is making her cleave. Cleave unto Naomi. And then there are times in the life of that people that there is feasting already. They do not realize where that food is coming from. She did not know who Boaz was. And yet, the Lord is already feeding his own children. There are times that the Lord is pouring out the love of God in the soul of that people. And he is giving them to eat sometimes out of his holy book, a little morsel. He gives them sometimes to drink a little word. They don't know where it comes from. Sometimes they say, does that come now from the Lord? Or is that now all for myself? But still, there is already in the life of that young church sometimes a feasting. I think Job speaks of it. He says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. That is, as if he is even very, very far away. How much more when the Lord, he is now revealing himself in the life of that people. When the Lord is now sending unto that people a little light into his holy word. In their helplessness, in their hopelessness, when they are laying for such a long time, maybe at the bottom of that pit, that horrible pit, and that miry clay. And then the Lord gives them to look up once. And the Lord gives them to see once, as they are on the bottom of that pit, the deliverer. The deliverer. Just to see him. Not to be delivered, no. But to see that deliverer. And now when he is appearing there, and they may see him, and maybe he may speak a word to them. Then tell me, do the people fast? Do the people mourn in such a day? Oh, they cannot mourn. Tell them now to cry. Tell them now to fast. Know when they may see one glimpse of him, or then they may see the bridegroom. and they may feel something of the presence of that bridegroom. And then that bridegroom, he is indeed with them. Can they claim anything? No, can't claim anything. Can't claim anything except to say that I am in the pit, that I am sunk in my own iniquity, in my own sin. And yet, when he has shown himself, and when there was a little opening in that holy word of truth that gave me to see something of the salvation of the Lord, then my heart may eat and drink. Then my heart, it may leap for joy. No, then I cannot fast. No, then I cannot mourn. No, maybe I do not even know where it came from. Because the disciples on the way to Emmaus, they didn't even know he was standing next to them. They knew it later. And later, then they said, why didn't we know? Because there were signs. Because our heart that burned in us. He talked to us. He opened to us the scriptures. We may have a little understanding, that we may have a little entrance into them, into the salvation of the true church of God. And when I had that entrance, then my heart burned within me. They didn't know who that it was. The sun that arises by degrees, slowly, one step at a time, so that people, they do not see everything immediately. They do not see it right away, but there is one thing that they all feel. There is one thing that they all know. And what is that? Feasting. Feasting. Ask the people. Ask them if they could fast in that moment. Ask them if they mourned in that moment. Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? While he talks to them? While he communes with them? While he instructs them in the things concerning himself? Can you make them fast when he opens something of what free and sovereign grace is? Can you make them fast when he is opening unto them, giving to them a little light into that new and living way, into that new covenant? Can you make them fast when they are condemned by the law, and the Lord, he shows unto them that law that has been fulfilled? Can you make them fast in such a day? Can you make them fast when the Lord opens to them and gives them blessed views of that Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? Can you make them fast in such a day? Oh, John says it was the 10th hour. He remembered it. He could not fast in that day. That people, they say with the disciples in that day, Lord, where dwellest thou? And then he says, come and see. You know, we read there? Read there something so blessed. It says, and they dwelt with him. They abode with him that day. They abode with him. Do you know what that is? To abide with him? Would that not be a wonder?
if you could abide with him for just a moment, for just a moment, for a half hour, for a half hour, for an hour. They abode with him that day. Do you think that they fasted? Do you think that they mourned in that day? Can ye make the children of the bride chamber mourn when the bridegroom is with them? You cannot. Why not? Because in that moment they are feasting. And feasting and fasting are two opposites. It is impossible to fast and to feast at the same time. Oh, blessed people. Blessed people, are you ever jealous, young people, of that true church of God? A feast, do you like to feast? This is a people who may feast in this world above all the people that are on the earth who are eating and drinking every single day. But the Lord is giving them food for their soul. Food for their soul. By which they can live and by which they can die. Feasting. And yet, other days will come, but we want to sing first. 163, 1 and 3. O Lord my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face within thy holy house once more. To see thy glorious grace. Apart from thee, I long and thirst, and naught can satisfy. I wander in a desert land where all the streams are dry. Let us sing all the stanzas. All the stanzas, Psalter 163.
Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. They are blessed days when the bridegroom is with his church, that is, by the revelations of himself, by the opening of the mysteries concerning himself. Tell the people that other days will come. Tell the people that in the future it will be different. They will not believe you. Just as the disciples, they didn't believe it either. They did not understand it. Thus that people think that it is going to continue to go in such a way that they may continue to enjoy that blessed sweetness of his presence, of his nearness. The reality that is only learned in the experience when it begins to go down instead of going up. Then they are like the disciples, that they are offended in him. They were days of fasting. They were days of mourning for the disciples. Why? Did they need to fast? Did they need to mourn? Did they need to be sorrowful? Was the Lord Jesus not doing this for their own salvation? Would he not soon rise again from the dead, that he would be with them again? Indeed. But they did not realize it. But did not he say it to them? He told them that many times beforehand. And he also told them that he was going to rise again from the dead. If they could have only believed him, if they could have only taken him at his own word. But they did not understand. And they mourned because of what they saw. They mourned because of what they felt. They missed him. They loved him dearly. And they thought that they were forever and forever going to have to miss him. And he could not be missed because he was everything unto them. After the resurrection and after the ascension, it became so different. Because then we read, he left them, he ascended into heaven, and they returned with joy. With joy. And at the same time had to miss his daily presence. Feel something was different? Feel that, young people? See that? Something happened there. Something happened in the resurrection of Christ that made a great change in the life of his disciples. And it is also in the experience of the true church of God. There is something that happens there that makes a great change in their life. That is now the difference between the concerned church of God and what we call the established church of God. It is in the resurrection of Christ that that church was established. It is in the experience of the resurrection of Christ, also today, in the justification that the church is established. And it is before the establishing of the church that the comfort of the people is so dependent upon their feelings. Their feelings of the nearness, of the presence of the Lord. Thus we have a church that is much upon the waves. In the one moment, it is a church that is by faith walking on the water. And the next moment, they're beginning to sink. And they're crying out, Lord, save. There are often days before that church is established. There are often days of mourning. There are often days of fasting. Why? Because earth is not heaven. Because the Lord, He is not appearing unto that church every day. The children of Israel thought it would be 3 days. When between coming out of Egypt and going into Canaan. But the Lord brought them through the sea only to enter into the wilderness. And that wilderness, that is now the reality for that true church of God. Days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them. And then shall they fast in those days. That is now the condition of the greatest part of the church in our days. Between the revelation and the application. Between the gate of Bunyan and the cross. That is a church that is living on those waves of the sea. Their hope, relying upon their feelings. And when they feel the nearness and presence, then it is well. And when they do not feel it, well, then it is woe. One day they are like Peter. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They receive the blessing of the Lord upon us. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which art in heaven. The next day they are like Thomas, except I shall see with my own eyes the print of the nails, put my finger, feel, print of the nails, I will not believe. The scriptures, they are full of the testimony of that true church of God, the testimony of that concerned church of God, from whom that bridegroom, not a stranger, but from whom that bridegroom is taken away. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Lord, why hidest thou thy face from me? I am like those, I am counted with them that are gone down into the pit, that are lost. Why? They cannot make do with the former experiences. As sweet as the remembrance is, all the power that is completely gone out of it. Paul and Silas, they could sing at midnight in the prison. They cannot, because that belongs to the established church. No, they can sing by times, yes. They can sing when it is day, while the sun is shining. But now when the sun goes down, then the singing stops. That is now the life of that people. Much mourning in those days because they do not feel the presence of that bridegroom. Therefore, Peter, he says, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. There is great comfort in that. That calling and election may be made sure. Our fathers, they speak about that. When they say there is one comfort in life and in death, that is to know for myself that I am not my own, but that I belong unto my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. That is a people who get a foundation under their feet. That is a people who are able to sing in the dark. That is a people whose feet are placed upon a solid rock. That is now a people, even when the bridegroom is away from them, who are able to trust. But what says the Bible? There is coming a day that bridegroom, he is never more going to depart from that church. Bible says there is coming a day that the bridegroom is always going to be with that people. Do you know what they won't need anymore? Faith. No more faith. Why? It will be exchanged for an eternal beholding. They will see him as he is. And they shall be made, the Bible says, even like unto him. All the fasting, all the mourning, that will be finished. Why? Can ye make the children of the bride chamber mourn while the bridegroom is with them? Can ye? Can ye, people of the Lord? Could you in those moments? Could you mourn? Could you fast? You could not. So that day is coming. So that day is coming, because cannot fast, cannot feast at the same time. So that day is coming, that the Lord, he is speaking about to the church. He says, and the days of their mourning, they shall be ended. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, a few words. Oh, that thou would give place in our hearts to receive them. Oh, that we may know what this feasting and this fasting is. That thou may lead us as thou hast led all thy people, even from the beginning. That we may not be strangers of thy blessed dealings, and that are weaning us away from all that is here below. Give us meditations upon thy word of truth, thy blessing on all that we hope to read in our homes also in this evening, perhaps, or to be in thy house elsewhere. And wilt thou help all that bring thy word, the reading in the preaching, and wilt thou be with us in the week to come. Help us in the labors in thy house, in catechism, confession class, house visitation, the consistory meeting, but wilt thou remember each one in our place in this world. Be with the mothers in the households. Be with the fathers to support their families. Grant us a blessing upon the labors of our hands, and that in all things that we may not end in what is here below, but that our heart may be above, to forgive and take away all of our sins, care for those that mourn, those that receive surgeries thou knowest. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 32, 1, 3, and 4. Lord, hear the rite. Regard my cry, my prayer from lips sincere. Send thy approval from on high, my righteousness make clear. And now in the night my heart has tried, nor found it turned from thee aside. 1:3-4:32.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.